Deirdre Kynes played on Grady's basketball team between 2005 and 2009. Kynes says all 4 years, he never lived at an address zoned for the school.
For my first 2 years, I would have been at Frederick Douglass High School. And then my last 2 years, I was in district for Carver High School.
Kynes says he wasn't recruited, but decided to use a former address. And he says he wasn't alone.
I know of at least 20 or 30 students who didn't stay in district that went to Grady.
In fact, Kynes says he knows of at least one current Grady football player using a false address.
I'm not sure what school that would be, but I know he stays somewhere in the Riverdale area.
And Kynes says when he attended Grady, most students who lived outside the school's attendance zone were not athletes.
And I feel like it's unfair for you to just look at the football program and attack the football program and its coaches. And it's way beyond just the athletic program. I mean, I could basically almost guarantee it's not just at Grady. It's probably at every Atlanta public school.
Both APS and Grady High School declined interview requests. But in a statement, the district says, "We depend on the integrity of parents who have an ethical obligation to the district to provide accurate addresses." On Monday, Superintendent Errol Davis said currently the district devotes resources to investigate complaints, but does not cross-check every student's address. But Davis says that could change.
We will also have to look at, when we complete our investigation, whether different systems are more appropriate, whether, in fact, we have the capability within our system to easily cross-check addresses, for example.
Davis says he hopes to wrap up the Grady football investigation by the end of winter break. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News.